Yehuda Samaches. Yeah. This one was Meisri. I have a kasha now. Boyo Nido, no, the Meisri is you just got finished saying that a Balkeri has the same aloch as a Zav. Just like a Zav is thrown out of Machna Levi, also the second Machna, Huadin a Balkeri is also thrown out of Machna Levi. The more Meisri, I have a kasha on you. I'll say that I didn't like this. Boyo Nido, somebody is Boyo's wife, that's a Nido, is Ketame Meis. He has the same aloch like a Tame Meis. Samaches, huh? He has the same aloch like a Tame Meis. His boyo nida katame meis. For the more lamai, what is this? What is the end of this? What does this mishnah mean? Ilai molatumas litumosam. The tummy, they both have the same tumor, that they both tummy for 7 days. If you touch your meis, you tummy for seven days. And if you boil a nida, you also have the same tumor like a nida does. For the Gemara, hi tumas shiva oksiva bay. Here by nida, the Torah says clearly she's tummy for 7 days. For hi boil nida. If somebody touches a mace, the Torah also says clearly he's tummy for 7 days. So what do you need a mishnah to tell me that if somebody's boiling nida, he has the same type of a tumah like a tummy mace? The Torah says both these tumas are equal. Elolav l'chur, the mishnah means to tell us l'machnoisam, that both of them have the same halacha to be thrown out of the machna. That what, just like a tummy mace, only has to go out of machna shechina, he just can't go into the Beis Hamikdash itself. Who had in a boil nida also has the same halacha. He's only thrown out of the machna shechina, but machna levi could go. Now the kashrut is, what does this have to do with what we're talking about? Before we were talking about a balkeri, that we said a balkeri has the same halacha like a zav. So the kashrut is like this. This is the end of the mishnah that was brought down before. Since the end of the mishnah is talking about lamachnoisam, it's talking about which machnas they are, I'll tell you, have a reisha nami lamachnoisam. The Reisha is also talking about the Machanis. So this is the Kasha. And before it said a Balkeri is Kamanka Sheretz. That was the beginning of this Braisa. So the beginning of the Braisa says that a Balkeri is like a Kamanka Sheretz. So we wanted to say it means that they both have the same Dimachna, which should only be for Machna Shechina. We answered no. It doesn't mean for the Machna, it means for the Ilkhus Tumah. But the Kasha is that now we see the end of the Braisa says that about Boil Nida is the same halacha like a Tame Meis, for which halacha? For Machnei Sayim. So here are both parts of the Braisa telling us this Chiddush, that a Boil Nida is the same halacha like a Tame Meis for the Machne, only Machnei Shechina. So here are the Reisha also, that a Baal Keri has a halacha like a Tumah Sheretz, only for Machnei Shechina, not more. And the Gemara know, Midi Ira, these two parts of the Braisa, talking about the exact same case. I'll tell you, Hokadisa. Each part of the Braisa is talking about its own case. The first part of the Braisa is not talking about the Machaneh, because they have two different halachas, could be. Oh, Balkeri has to go out of Machna Levi even, and a Magas Sheretz is only out of Machna Shechina. And we answered before, Balkamashmulon, the Balkeri, Kamaga Sheretz, Matame Boinis, Al Balkeri Matame Boinis. That was the Chiddush of the Reisha. That a Balkeri, even if you see it, Boinis, still the halacha is, you are Matami yourself. Mashen Kain, the Sefer, that's like talking about the Machnes Sayim, about the Machnes. To tell us that a Boil Nida has the same type of a Machne as a Tomei Meis, that he only has to go out of Machne Shechina and not more. For the Gemara Meisri, have another Kasha now. A Kasha on this man, the Yom before that said that a Balkeri has the same Aloch like a Tumah Zav, that he has to go out of even Machne Leviya, the second Machne. Meisri, have a Kasha. State Mitzoyra Choma Mizav. A Mitzoyra is more stricter, more Choma than a Tumah Zav. The Zav Choma Mitumas Meis. And a Zav is also more stricter than a Tumah Meis. Somebody that touched a Meis, a Zav is more stricter. Now, Yotso Balkeri, we should take out a Balkeri, She Tumah Meis Choma Mimenu. That Tumah Meis, if somebody touches a Meis, he has a more stricter Halachom than Stama Balkeri. So he says we take out a Balkeri. For the Mora Mayotza, what does this price mean? We take out a Balkeri. What are we taking him out from? Mayotza, Lav, it means Yotza Mechlal Zav, that a Balkeri is taken out of the Pasha of a Zav. He does not have the Tumah of a Zav. Ubo Lechlal Tomei Meis, but rather a Balkeri has the same Aloch like a Tomei Meis. Why? The Tomei Meis Chomim Imenu. Because a Tomei Meis is more strict, it's more chomer than a regular Balkeri. A Tomei Meis is Tomei for 7 days. It needs Hazor, Shlishi, or Shvi. Umut of a machna leviya, and still a person that touched a mace. He's only sent out of machna shchina. Mashen kein machna levi is allowed to go into. So hu adin about keri also is only thrown out of machna shchina, but machna levi is allowed to be into. So who this bryce is saying clearly that about keri is like a tumi mace and not like a tumazav. So the kashan among the other before that said no. Before we said that about keri, we dash in a posik. Kol zav to teach us even about keri has to be thrown out of machna leviya. And here it's mashma no that about keri has the same malach like a tumi mace. So the kasha that man v'yama, and for the Gemara, loy yotza. What about the v'yama? Loy yotza mi machne tome meis v'nichnas l'machne zav. I tell you about Kerry is like the first man v'yama that about Kerry is taken out of the machne of a tome meis. He is more stricter than a tome meis v'nichnas l'machne zav. He goes into the same category, the same machne where a zav is allowed to go and not allowed to be. That just like a zav cannot be a machna leviya, only a machna Yisrael, who adin about keri also has to go out of machna leviya and can only go into machna Yisrael. So what does the Braisa mean to say? Even though a tamei meis is more chomer, is more stricter, umuter be machna leviya, and a tamei meis is muter to go into machna leviya, still we say no. Still we say about keri is more strict in this halacha, that about keri is more daimed to zav, that he's not allowed to be a machna leviya. And what's that of the hezbo? Why? Because we say, lamayde domile madminen le. Because about keri, we make him match up to a tumah that's daimed to him, like him. That just like about keri, the tumah comes out of his goof, who adin is zav, also the tumah comes out of his goof. Mashenke, the tumah mace, if you touch your mace, it's not any tumah coming out of your goof. Therefore, would rather say about keri taka the same din like a zav, and they're both thrown out of machna leviya. Mashenki tumah meis is different. It's even though tumah meis is stricter, but at this point it has a kula. So Rashi, the third line, lo yotza mechlal tumah meis vochi mashma yotza bal keri mechlal ze tahanech lufi choymet tumasan choymet shluchem. That usually we say something that's more strict the tumah, it has to be thrown out of a more of a machna. That's why a mitzvah is the most, and a zav is next, and then comes tumah meis. So the Braisa says, though yotza bakeri, but a bakeri goes out of here. Shafalpi shet tumah meis chomimenu, even though tumah meis is more chomer, shu tumas shiva, that a tumas meis is more chomer because there's tumas shiva to it. Vizet tumas erev. Mashenkin a bakeri only has a tumas erev. That's all. Afilu hachi, still we say linyan machanois, negated to how far they have to be sent out. We say balkeri is chomer, or balkeri is more chomer. The akorchok kiksev v'chol zav. We had a pasuk before that says loshin kol zav any zav is the rebuya balkeri yosa. It has to come to include even a balkeri has the same halacha like a zav. Lechlal zav. So that's the chiddush. Even though a tomei meis is more strict than a regular balkeri. A tummy mace is tummy for 7 days. A balkeri is only tummy for 1 day. Still, to be thrown out of the machnes, balkeri is more strict than a tummy mace. How do we know that? Because there was an extra pasuk before, v'chol zav. V'chol zav is coming to include something. V'chol tummy rebuye tummy sheretz. L'chal tummy mace otza. So that's how we know these halachis. So the kid said there's no stira to the din before. That a balkeri has the same halacha like a zav. Right. Tony, Kaimit Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. So Tana learned it from Rav Yitzchok Bar Avdimi. The pasuk says V'yotza el michutz l'machne. It says you have to go out V'yotza el michutz l'machne. So Rashi says V'balkeri k'siv. This pasuk is talking about a regular balkeri. It says K'yiyah b'cho ish, that it becomes a balkeri. So the pasuk says V'yotza el michutz l'machne. If you're a balkeri yitame, you have to go outside the machne. So what machna does this mean? Zu machna shchina. That he has to go out of machna shchina. Balkeri cannot go into the Beis HaMikdash. Then the pasuk says, lo yovoi el toich ha-machna, and he cannot come into the machna. Which machna is the second machna talking about? Zu machna leviya. It's talking about a machna leviya, the second one, the harabayis, that a balkeri cannot go into. Is mikan from this pasuk also we see the same halacha. Mikan la balkeri, sheyotze chus l'shtei machnis. that a Valkyrie is sent out of the two machnes. So Rav Avdimi learns it from this pasuk alone. The yotzah mechus lamachne and lo yovel teich machne yeh both halachis. So Rashi v'yotzah mitech machne yeh Valkyrie hochigasinim v'yotzah mechus lamachne zu machne shchina v'lo yovel teich machne zu machne leviya mikan shel Valkyrie mishtalech chutz l'shtei machnes. The komakro shem nitma biyazara yotzah mishtoyim. So the Havamim is we're talking about the person is in the Beis Hamikdash itself, and there it becomes a Valkyri. So we say not only does he have to go out of the Beis Hamikdash, he also has to go out of Machne Leviyah. He has to go out of Machne Leviyah and cannot be more than Machne Yisrael. In Yerushalayim he could stay. Omalei, for the Mar Akasha, how could Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi dash in the pasuk this way? Omalei. Omalei, Akati, yeah, I still have a kasha on you. Akati loy al siyo afikte. You didn't go in, how can we take you out? This is the kasha. So Rashi learns, Omalei, Akati loy alise afikte. So Rashi adayin loy echnasta lamach leviya. He wasn't brought into mach leviya yet. Okvar hoy tsoise, you took him out already, mimenu. So this is a kasha, how we're dashing the posik. To me, the comrade, since we are saying, loy yovo le toicho, you cannot come into it. The pasuk says lo yavoi. You can't come into machne levi. We're saying now. Mashmi is talking about he's outside the machne, and we're saying you can't go in. Oh, come on, you're telling me now lo yichnas. Vuakati lo yishtoi bezeh she yotzu machne shchina v'yoyim machne leviya l'shalchim emenu v'komazel leish lo yikones kilu kvar yotzu. When you're dashing the pasuk, first he's standing in machne shchina. So you say v'yotzah mechus machne, he has to go out of there. He has to go out of machne shchina, and then you dash the second posik that says v'lo yovei al teicha machne poshes mashma. If the guy is standing outside, the outside altogether, he's not allowed to go into machne leviya. So the bissel modna, where is the guy talking about? Is he in the base of midish or is he outside? Like you can't dash in both ways. You're saying he's inside, he's not allowed to go out. Then you're saying if he's all the way out, he can't go in. Like where is the guy standing? Hey. Omalei akati leal alsei afikti. He didn't go in yet. You're taking him out. Lish nachrin. Another way to ask the kasher is akati le afikti alisein. The same thing. He didn't go out yet. You're bringing him in. Ela the pshaf and the pasuk is like this. Ela ema. Let's say like this. Michutz lamachne zu machne leviya. The pasuk says v'yotze el michutz lamachne or bal keri has to go outside the machne. That means machne leviya. Inachnami. If he's inside machne leviya, he has to leave it. He has to leave the harabayis. Then the pasuk says lo yovoi al teicha machne. What does that mean? Zu machne shchina. That when he's leaving the harabayis, he's not allowed to go forwards into the beis hamikdash into machne shchina, but rather he has to leave the machne leviya and go outside. That's pshat the pasuk. So Rashi says elei mohochi v'yotzo michutz lamachne zu machne leviya. The pasuk is talking about the person now became a Balkari in the Harabayis, in Machne Leviya. Now he has to leave Machne Leviya. So the pasuk is telling him, Anu Pshat, Al Yikonis Machne Shchina. When you're leaving the Machne Leviya, you're not allowed to go into the Machne Shchina. Don't go forwards into the Beis Hamikdash, but rather you have to leave the Harabayis. So the kasher is Pshita. His mother, you have to leave Machne Leviya, the Harabayis. For sure, you're not allowed to go forwards into the Beis Hamikdash. Avada, that's also. And the Gemara, V'loy hevi k'siva shtei machnas, that the Pasuk wouldn't have said, the two machnas here, that it says, V'yotzel michus la'machne, then it says, L'yov v'yaltecha machne. Why does the Torah say two times machnas? Hevo mokminin lo v'oymed b'machne shchina. If the Torah would only said one time machne, I would say the person is talking about in the Beis Hamikdash itself. He became a Balkari in the Beis Hamikdash. And we say he has to leave the Beis Hamikdash. That's all. But when he goes outside the Beis Hamikdash into the Har Abayis, the Machne Leviya, maybe he could stay there. He's not sent out. But now that the Torah says two times Machne, V'yotzel michus l'machne, and l'yovo yaltecha machne, ishtei machne sakorcha chokhi tukmon. Now the apostle is telling me a chiddush, that when he's in the Machne Levi, he's in the Har Abayis, well, he has to go out of that. So Pshita, we're just saying that the second Machna is teaching us that not only for Machna Shchina does he have to go out, but even for Machna Levi he has to leave. And only Machna Yisrael is Imuta. That's the way Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi knows the halacha, that a Balkari is also to be a Machna Leviyah. For the Marakasha, Maskabla Ravina. Eima, why don't we send out like that? Eima, let's say, Idividu Machna Shchina. Both the Shan, this Posik, both Machnes mean he just can't be a Machna Shchina. The Yotze El Michusla Machna means if he's a Balkari in the Beis Hamikdash, he has to leave it. And the next part of the passage says, La Yovi Atecha Machna means the same thing. He's not allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash if he's a Balkari. So why do I need two psukim for to tell me in Machna Shchini Zosa? For Lav or Allah, the Yesev Lois Asay. I say the first part of the passage, the Yotze, the Mitzvah Sasei. If you become a Balkari in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mitzvah Sasei, the Yotze, go out. The second part of the passage, La Yovi Atecha Machna is a Lav. Let's say you're outside the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Lav not to go inside. But maybe both parts of the pasuk are only talking about that a Balkari can't be in the Beis HaMikdash itself, in the Machna Shechina. But maybe Machna Vi is Mutter. And yeah. Tanimara, that can't be. Im Kain, if that's Pshat, Lein Makrua, the pasuk should have said like this. Vi Yotza El Michutz LaMachna. Good. There's a Mitzvah Sesei. If you become Tami, a Balkari in the Beis HaMikdash, there's a Mitzvah Sesei to leave the Beis HaMikdash. You have to be Vi Yotza El Michutz LaMachna. Now, if you want to say it's only a lav, the Torah just should have said, V'lo yovoy el toich, period. Don't go inside. Because Peshitta, we're talking about now the Mitzvah Sesei, to leave the Machna Shechina, leave the Beis HaMikdash. So now when there's a lav, Peshitta, the lav means you can't go inside the Machna Shechina. Heis HaMachna Lomeli. Why did the Torah have to write a second time HaMachna? It just should have said, V'lo yovoy el toich, don't go inside. Inside what? We're talking about the Machna Shechina. Why did I have to say Loyovi El Teich HaMachna? Why did it say a second time the word HaMachna? Shema Mino Lita LeMachna Cheris. That's the reason why the terrorist said two times the word Machna in this pasuk is to teach us that a Balkari is thrown out of two Machnas. Not only Machna Shechina, but even Machna Leviyoso. So maybe it's good, the same like we had before, that a Balkari has the same din like two Mazav, that not only for Machna Shechina, even for Machna Leviyo, he has to go out. Right. The Mishnah now says again that Eilu Devorim, these are the things of the Korban Pesach that's even Doiche Shabbos, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So said Pshita, the Shchita, the Zrika of the Korban Pesach, a Tevera Pesach comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to make the Shchita and you're allowed to make the Zrika. Hu Adinu Michu Kerova. You're allowed to clean out the intestines, the inside of the animal. That's also Mutter to do on Shabbos. And the Pshat is because if you don't take the junk out of the animal, if you let it stay there, it'll start to smell, the animal will be masriach, and it's not nice for kochim to be masriach. Therefore, you let it clean out, take the junk out of the animal. For the Gemara, my michu kerovav, what does it mean you're cleaning out the intestines of the animal? Rafunu roma shemenakvim masakin. Poshet geret, you make a hole in the intestines in the back there, and take out all the junk, all the perish from the animal, you let it come out. Sadrashi. Menakvim besakin, sheyotza horeya. Let the junk, the discretion of the animal come out. Shem yinichenu b'teichos. If we let the junk stay inside the animal, yasrichu, it starts to smell and rot away inside it. Koydim shetechshach, before it become nighttime. And that's not nice for the korban pesach to start to be masriach. So that's why on Shabbos, you're allowed to like take a knife and cut open the intestines, the place there, and all the junk should come out. V'loshin michos atrashi shemoytzi perish raka. You're taking out the liquid, the soft junk. Shenimcha b'teicha, that was dissolved inside it. Right? Rashi has lishna. Another pshat is michu loshin ekiva, a loshin of making a hole. You got to stab it, make a hole there, that the excretion should come out of it. So that's what Rafuna says. It means shemanach from the sakin. You can make a hole with a knife, make a hole there, that the excretion should come out of the animal. Rav Chiya bar Ami Omar, bar Rav Omar, shirka demaya. Just means Shirka the Mayan Zatrashi, Lecha Hoaduka the Mayan, just means the liquids that stuck inside the intestines, Sheyotzimem, the way you get these liquids out, is not cutting it, but rather Bedoichik, Pesakin, by pressing down the knife along the intestines, that you're like pushing out the liquid out of it. Yeah, Michu Loshin Dava Bizui, something that's not nice, that you're like pushing it out. That's all. Like you're not allowed to make a hole there, not allowed to cut the intestines, but rather just take the knife and press down on the intestines to get all the junk, all the dirty water out of it. Yeah. Shrika de Maya. The nafka that goes out, agav ducha de skina. By pressing it down with its knife, that causes this excretion to leave it. Omer Rabloza, my time of the Chiyah Barav, what does he say like this, that Michoy means getting out this dirty liquid out of the body. The pasuk says, "V'chor vois mechim." With Ashen the pasuk in Yeshayahu means mechim means the rishoyim. When their houses will be horribly destroyed, is gorim yochelu. That means the tzaddikim will eat it up. So my mashma, how do we know that the word mechim means like a rush or something meat, not nice? Because the matagin Rav Yosef, v'nechsayim the rishiyah, the nechasim, the property that belongs to the rishoyim, is tzaddikim yachsenun. The tzaddikim will eat it up. So see, a lashon mechim goes on rishoyim, somebody that's meat. Here also, lashon mechim means taking out the junk from the animal. So Rashi rishoy, alma dover ra usnuyu, something bad that you don't like. Oma, right. Another pasuk says in Yeshayo, the row kivosim that they'll pasture a regular sheep, kedovrim the way they usually do it. Now there'll be good times. Trashi kivosim Yisrael, yeah. Oma Menashe bar Yimya, Oma Rav. That means the way they do it in the normal manner. Trashi kamoi shef tichwai de novi. The way the novi gave over avtocha, things will be good. My kimadubabom. What does it mean the novi gave over avtocha, things will be good? Oma Rabaya. Rabaya says like this. We had the end of the pasuk. The chorvois mechim, that the rishoyim, their houses will be destroyed, is gorim yechelu. The tzaddikim will come and eat it. So that's what the beginning of the pasuk means. Vero, kivosim, kedovrim, and things will go the right way, that tzaddikim will be able to zeichet eat up the rishoyim's property. Omale Rava, so Rava said that can't be pshat in the pasuk. Bishleim iksiv chorvois. The word at the end of the pasuk said, chorvois mechim without a vav will be good. Could have come it. Like the beginning of Pasuk says, Vero chavosim kudovrim, and then it would say, Chorvas mechim gorim. That's the pshat things will be good, that the tzaddikim will be eating up the property of the Rishoyim. Habahashtu, the siv, vichorvas, it says above there, Milsach ritikoma. Mashma, the beginning of the Pasuk, Vero chavosim kudovrim is going on something. And then it says another thing, another statement in the Pasuk, that Vichorvas mechim gorim, that's something else. Elo Ramarov, the Rav learns like this. What's pshat the beginning of the pasuk that says Vero kivosim kedovrim, that the tzaddikim they'll be pasturing their animals the normal manner, the way things are good? K'derav Chananel, Omar Rav, the Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav, Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu es hameisim. When it comes to pshat tchias hameisim and the Mashiach, his wife says the Eibishter will make tchias hameisim on the tzaddikim, and the tzaddikim themselves they will make tchias hameisim on the other meisim. Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu es hameisim. The tzaddikim will bring alive again the meisim. That's pshat this pasuk. Vero kivosim kedovrim will be the normal manner that the tzaddikim will be hechya hameisim. I will soon see how do we know this from the first pasuk. Mason, what's the raya? Ksiv hoch, it says here, Vero kavosin. It says kedavrim. O ksiv hosin, it says another psukim, Yiro boshin vigilot. Kimei oilam. It says also, Lashin Yiro by boshin vigilot. Now who does boshin and gilot go on? Boshin ze Elisha. That goes on Elisha. Habo min aboshin, it came from boshin. Shinema vayanu ushofat aboshin. O ksiv poi Elisha ben shofat as sheyotzek mayim aide Elio. So he says goes on Elisha, and Elisha was Hechya Mason. So maybe it doesn't mean maybe by Tchias Mason. Stama means that there'll be tzaddikim coming out. Tzaddikim will have a koyach to be Mechaya Mason. Like Elisha, he was Mechaya Mason. Rashi says, Eila kimadugabom the reisha ainu beliyo of Elisha shechya Mason kach yichya kol tzaddikim es Mason yiru v'roel gzereshava. And just like they did it, no, Pasha doesn't mean. Peshas Tchias HaMeisim, other tzaddikim will also be Mechaya Meisim. So Rashi says, Elisha ksiv al shehechye ben HaShunamis. Elisha brought alive again the son of HaShunamis. Vaito, who does Gilad go on? Gilad ze Elio, that goes on Elio. Shenemar vayom Elio atishbi, mitoshove Gilad. So also, the pasuk means, Yiru boshim Gilad, sebao pasuk also. Vero kavoshim kedavrim, that letchiasim by Moisim Mashiach, there'll be tzaddikim there that will also be able to be Mechaya Mason. Omer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Rabbi Yonasan, Asidim tzaddikim sheyichyu Mason. Tzaddikim will get up by tchiasim Mason, and they'll have the koyach to bring other Mason alive. Shinema the Pasuk says,
Oid Yeshmu Zakenim Uzkenois, Birchaivas Yushalayim, Vish Mishanta Biodoi, Meriv Yomim, Oksiv Samta Mishanta Yapne Hanar. Says there when he was Machayim Mason Mislosh and he put his Mishanta stick, Apne Hanar, is here also, Mishanta also means that Stikim will have a claim to be Machayim Mason. Trashi Belisha Ksiv, Vesamti Mashanti Belisha Ksiv, Al Sheikh Yeben Ashinamis. Elisha says this postik, he was Mechaya Mesim, who are din tzaddikim will be able to be Mechaya Mesim. Ule Rami, Ule Yisuf Rakasha. Ksiv, one postik says, Bila HaMovas HaNetzach. Yemaisa Mashiach, the Malach HaMovas will be swallowed up. Poshita means there won't be any more Misa. Nobody will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. Rashi says, Bila HaMovas, Yeboila Malach HaMovas Lo Yishloi. He won't be shelled anymore, Yemaisa Mashiach. Ksiv, another postik says, Ki Anar Ben Meyashani Yemais. A son, 100 years old, will die. So you see, people will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. Now, the Merle Kasha, Kan the Yisrael, Kan the Yakim. The Goyim, they will die, Yemaisa Mashiach. But the Yisraelim, they'll live forever. For the Gemara, the Yavde Kechav and my boy Hosim, Yemaisa Mashiach, how come the Goyim will be alive altogether then? And the Gemara, the Pasuk says, the Yomdu Zorim Vero Tzainchem, that the Zorim, the Goyim, will come, and they'll pasture our sheep. That the goyim will come and they'll plow the ground for the land for us. They'll make the kromim, they'll make the vineyards. In other words, we'll need goyim and Meisim Mashiach also to help us, to work for us. So that's why the goyim will be there, but the goyim will die. Rav Chiz the Rav Chiz, that's another kasha. Ksiv, one pasuk says, V'chofer halavon, Lavon will be hidden up like, Uboy shacham, and the sun will also be hidden up. It won't be able to shine so much. Uksiv, another pasuk says, "V'ha'yor halavon korachama fakir," that the moon will have so much light, Yemaisa Mashiach, like the sun is now. The yorachama, how strong will the sun be? Yeshivasayim kiyor shivasayamim. It'll be 7 times 7. It'll be 49 times as strong as it is now. That's how strong the sun will be. So here you say fakir the stira. Here it says it will be much more lighter. And the Merle Lakasha, kan yerlem abo, kan Yemaisa Mashiach. Olam Abba Rashi says, V'chofra Levona, there won't be so light. Ubu Shacham, Boi Shacham, the sun won't give us so much rays. So lo yehei boilam, ela ziv zoyer umar eshchina. And Olam Abba, you don't have the real light there. It's only the ziv, the shchina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shines there. It's not that strong. Mashenkin, Yemais HaMashiach, Shrashi Yia, Or HaLevona Kerachama. Yemais HaMashiach, then the sun and the moon will shine very much. Shred Gemara L'Shmul, though, but according to Shmuel, that he says there's no difference between the way we live now and the way it will be in Yemaisa Mashiach. Only there won't be Shibud Malchus, the Goyim won't bother us anymore. They'll all be Makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they won't bother us to be Makir the Yid, nor Yid is the Yid. But our Kopan won't be anything different. As wherever the Novi said that they'll be different, that goes on Tchias HaMeisim. But it doesn't go in Yemaisa Mashiach, or goes the Chais. Afterwards, for it doesn't go on Yemaisa Mashiach. So how could he answer this question? Then the Chorutz HaSibra then. One pasuk says it'll be very light, and one pasuk says it won't be so light. Have the Gemara Michael Meima, Idividi Lolam Abo. Both Psukim Attack are talking about in Olam Abo. Volei Kasha, Kan B'machna Shechina, maybe there will be very, very light. Kan B'machna Tzadikim. In the Machna, where the Tzadikim will be, there won't be that light. There will just be, they'll have a little bit Ziv HaShechina. So both are going on Olam Habo and not Yemaisa Mashiach. The Rashi l'Shmuel, according to Shmuel, Shita always is the Yom Yemaisa Mashiach. Ain Mishdanin Mishalach. There won't be any difference. Ma'u Mekayim Bo'oy Yor Alavonik Rachama. So there it is both going on Olam Habo, and one is going in Machne Shechina, and one is going in Machne with Tzadikim. Rava Rami, Rava Yeth Nada Kashik. Siv. One pasuk says Ani Ames V'Yechia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will kill, and he'll be Mechaya Mason, will bring alive again. Oksiv, another pasuk says, Machatzti v'aner erpa, that I'm the one that makes you get sick, v'aner erpa, I'm the one that makes you heal you up again. There's a kasha, hashta achu yimechaya, mad HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you become alive again, merapala kol shchein, for sure he'll heal you up. Like, what is the pasuk?